AMWRC.
Start your day off on the right foot with great local programming on Sunrise from the Center on WRCE.
Welcome to the Morning Show studios today at WRCO. Great to have you along. We're on the air with members of the River Valley FFA and their advisor, Sherry Grafunder, Agriculture Education Advisor, in the studio with us, along with Chase Gilbertson, Clyde Samples, Jaden Gauger, and Peyton Miley. We'll meet them in just a little bit and talk about some exciting things. But first of all, Sherry, a happy National Agriculture Day.
Thank you. Thank you very much. We have a busy week planned out for all the events. So today, Clyde will talk about his Thank a Farmer program that various people from the community nominated farmers for. So that's awesome. We have CDE competitions last week and this week. So Jaden will talk about his bid for state there. And Chase just competed yesterday online virtually with his teammates. So I don't want to steal too much of their thunder, but we've had a couple busy weeks here and spring break for us next week. So these kids are ready to roll. So great to be here to celebrate National Ag Day and thank our people who sponsor us in many of our events that we do throughout the year.
What were some of the things you did during FFA week a few weeks ago?
So during FFA week, we were able to do random acts of kindness by pulling out Black Hawk cards every day. So we awarded four different people $15 worth of meals to places in our local community. And then the students ran an assembly a week later to bring it into a winter assembly. So we recognize students from Mock Trial, Art Club, Skills USA, the powerlifting team. And then we also, you know, wished our girls and boys basketball games well off. And then we gave a standing ovation out to our people who were competing for wrestling for regionals at that point.
So. Okay.
And then other things that we did is find the emblem. So we hid a cloth emblem and we give clues. So students had a chance to win a $20 gift card. And then we have paper emblems when we just want to give out sweet treats. And then we also awarded students for their dress-up day attire.
What were some of the dress-up days?
So some of the dress-up days was dress like your favorite animal, dress like a producer, school spirit, blue and gold day. Those were some of our popular ones.
Okay. And so that went by the wayside. It seems like only yesterday we were talking about the fair. We were talking with you at the school fair. And here we are in March. It's unbelievable, isn't it?
Yes. Time has flown really fast. It feels like it's only been 3 or 4 days since we last seen each other. But lots of activities have been in between.
So we talked to the members that are in the studio with us today. I'm just amazed at all the avenues that you can go in. It seems to me there are a lot more avenues that FFA provides than used to, right?
Yes, we have greatly diversified in our last 20 years. So when I first started, it was kind of that mantra, cows, sows, and plows. And now we are really working on expanding our viewpoint so people understand how many billions of people are invested in agriculture daily. And so kind of want to highlight that for National Ag Day and highlight the various careers that these students can go into and how they link to agriculture and just make that awareness out there and happen.
When years ago, it seemed like it was kind of a must, you know, because more people came from the farm. You know, and
yes.
I think our dads would have disowned us if we weren't members of the FFA back
correct.
Then. Then I think it went through kind of maybe a little bit of a lull, but it's made a big comeback, hasn't it?
It has made a big comeback, and like being one of the state leaders, it's unique on how people ask me how I still have a lot of boys in the chapter, because a lot of girls are in a lot of chapters. But in this southwest corner, we tend to keep it pretty equal of boys and female members. And for me, we pretty consistently have the boys show up for school fair and our CDE contest. That tends to be their areas of interest, that hands-on stuff. And the girls tend to like the leadership opportunities as far as the conferences and that. But for River Valley, we're blessed. A lot of the students do both. You know, it's not just one thing or another. It's just that family situation that happens that we've created, and they want to join the family and travel around and believe me, we have fun, and then there's our moments where we're down, but the team's there to pick us up, so it's awesome to have kids and adults like that to support us.
Indeed. Well, let's talk to some of the members here today.
Sure.
We'll start with the top dog here, Chase Gilbertson, who is the FFA president. Chase, welcome back to the studios here.
Good to be back.
Good to have you here. It doesn't seem like your senior year is going by quickly.
Yeah, it does. Like G said, you know, it feels like 2 days ago we were just talking to you the morning of school fair, and you know, time flies when you're having fun, I guess, right?
Here it goes. But you've been busy. So tell us about, she just kind of alluded a little bit to some competition you were in yesterday, but tell us about it.
Oh, yeah, so the CDEMN is Farm and Agribusiness Management, so, you know, anything you think of farming-wise or the business side of it, so... like balance sheets and income statements and stuff like that, and how much, you know, for per acre, like an operating, how much it is to operate, whatever. There's 50 questions on the individual test, and then there's 40 questions on a team test, so it took us like 2 hours, I think it was.
Okay, and do you know how you did?
No, we don't know yet.
Not yet.
It's virtual, so the teams can do it till the 20th, so then we'll know after that, after they grade them.
So you got your entry in, though.
Yeah.
How do you feel? Do you feel confident?
Well, not as confident as past years. We'd practiced the last 2 years and went to state the last 2 years, but we didn't practice much this year, so I don't know how good we did.
Maybe you'll get there just on, you know, what your past knowledge.
Yeah.
It seems like stuff that's, you know, I don't want to say boring, but it's not the most exciting part of it, but is it something that excites you?
It's definitely not the most exciting thing, but, you know, it's definitely... an important piece in the farming side of it. So it's kind of interesting.
This day and age, I think it's important to be up on those kind of things, isn't
it? Yeah, very, very important.
Right. What are some other things that you've been doing recently with the FFA chapter?
Last Wednesday, me and Connor Grant, Hunter Alt, Griffin Sprecher, Wyatt Knockreiner, and Thomas Friel all went to the Capitol and talked to Senator Howard Markline, Representative Todd Novak, and Representative Travis Tranel about our youth apprenticeships and kind of, you know, so they could learn more. There's a bill where they're going to add to the funding for youth apprenticeship students, so we kind of went and talked with them about that and, you know, the importance of having youth apprenticeship in schools and how much people can learn off of their youth apprenticeship.
That's big time getting to the Capitol, isn't it?
I guess so. I don't know how G picked me for it. But.
Mr. Martin, our CISA representative, chose half of the team, and then we added to that group to make sure that we had a good one. So you were chosen by Mr. Martin, but you knew you'd always be chosen by me as well. So that's how it went.
Mm-hmm. And it seemed to go well. They were, you know, impressed by what you had to say.
Yeah, they went well. We only actually talked to Todd Novak. The other two weren't in that day, so we talked to their like assistants or hired people that are in the office. But yeah, it went pretty well.
Good. And have you been doing? Have you been working off the school grounds then this year too?
Yeah, I've been working for J&J Total Lawn Care in Spring Green, and then like in the fall during harvest, to work for my dad on the farm as well.
Okay. Lawn care, are you getting into the busy season then, or?
Yeah, it's starting to pick up now.
Pick up a little bit.
It's pretty nice being able to be outside and be warm now.
I bet. I drove through Spring Green last night, and you were seeing some green coming up in the fields, aren't we?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, it won't be long, and it'll be in the fields getting ready to plant corn, soybeans, and all the fun stuff.
Yep, get you going there. Pretty busy. So I know you're involved in other things. Has baseball practice started?
Monday. We've had open gyms and stuff, but Monday's the official
Monday.
Day. Yeah, this coming Monday.
Okay.
It's the official day.
Looking forward to it?
Yeah, I think it's going to be a fun year.
Good.
Yeah.
The sad thing is that, you know, we always have good weather before the season starts, and now next week it'll be probably in a snowbank. But
Probably. What? Somebody told me the other day that they're like, what is it, 8 inches on Saturday of snow?
Well, I've heard different things. Ours isn't saying that much, but you never know. But from the farming standpoint, you welcome the moisture, don't you?
Yeah, definitely. We thought it was going to be a very dry year, but we've gotten some rain now. Hopefully it's not too bad.
This will help. So you got, a couple of months to go as president?
Yep.
Are there some things that you want to accomplish or some goals that you've set here for the end of the year?
The only thing is we need to get our national chapter award done. we've kind of been slacking on that. She was razzing me on the way up here, but I think she said we only have 15 school days left to get it done.
Ooh, priorities. Sometimes you do your best work when your back's against the wall, though, right?
Yeah.
Well, that's great. And then you're going to be passing the torch on to someone else.
Yep. I guess so.
A little bittersweet then, isn't it?
Yeah, a little bit.
Good. Well, it'll go well. Anything you wanted to add there, Ms. Grofunder?
Well, he's just come off a successful hockey season, so he could explain that as well, because he does a conglomerate situation. So, but yeah, very proud of this young man, watching him grow up from an quiet little eighth grader to who he is today. So we're blessed. So, but I'll let you embellish about your hockey career.
Yeah, I forgot to ask you about that. How did it go this year?
Well, our state tournament was this last weekend. We ended in fourth, not where we wanted to be, but it was a fun season. We had a lot of fun, won a lot of games.
What position did you play on the team?
Goalie.
You were goalie?
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Mm-hmm.
So, did you take some shots?
Yeah. I've got a few bruises on my body.
More importantly, did you stop some shots, though?
Yeah. I got my 1,000th save this weekend at the state tournament. So.
That's impressive.
Mm-hmm.
Right. You got to have pretty good reaction.
I'd say I've got pretty good hand-eye coordination.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
So that better prepares you to play first base on the baseball team.
Yeah.
Some of those throws coming at you from the shortstop. Like
that, so. It's from his brother over there.
I was gonna say. All over the place. All right. Well, congratulations on that. That's
Thank
awesome.
You. Thank
so,
you.
Good. Well, let's move over to the other side of the room here. I believe we have next up Peyton Miley. How you doing, Peyton?
Good, Neil.
Good. Good to see you. You're back in the studio with us. You've been here before, I believe.
Yep, earlier this year, around fair time.
About fair time. Seems like only yesterday, doesn't it?
Yeah.
FFA Junior Advisor, describe what you do for the chapter.
So for the chapter, I work with younger kids, eighth graders, freshmen, trying to get them more involved with FFA, get them to know what's going on. So CDEs, just all the competitions that we have, the events that they can go to, let them know about that so that they can ask G or I to go to those events so they can see what it's all about.
You're kind of a recruiter then, in some ways, to get kids interested in it? Okay, good. You want to make it to be like the cool thing to do, don't you?
Yeah, because a lot of people, like, we were trying to find someone for our CDE team this year, and they didn't know what it was about, and they just know FFA farming. They didn't want to do it. They don't know what FFA really is, because it's not just farming anymore.
So tell us about the CDE team.
So my CDE team is agricultural sales, so we go in and we take a test on it, and then we go into a room, we get three products, we can choose one of them, and we got to sell it to the person. So then you get graded on how well you talk to them, get to know them, sell how much you sell, and then there's a grade on the test that you get.
So what did you choose to sell?
So this year I'm doing seed corn.
Ah, okay. Pretty competitive thing. You've got to know your stuff to be able to push it, don't you?
Oh, yeah.
So learn a little bit about that then. Mm-hmm. So that competition is coming up?
Or
it will be?
Yes and no.
Okay.
We didn't get in for the one on Thursday, but we're going to state. So.
Oh, okay.
Well, that's on April 11th, I believe.
Uh-huh. Where's the state competition at then?
Madison.
College. Madison. Okay. The college. Good deal. So why are you involved in FFA? Why did you first get involved? Do you remember?
I remember, my sister did FFA when she was in high school. I'm like, well, if I don't like it, I don't have to do it after 1 year. So I did it in eighth grade, and G got me to do that CDE, and I just loved it. So continue to go and do it.
Good. Ever since. Do you aspire to hold an office next year with the FFA?
Yeah.
Okay.
Maybe looking at vice president.
All right. So do you have to run for it? Do you have to?
Yeah, you got to do an application process, and then there's a committee that chooses the best fit for you. Okay. Or on the questions that you answered and how you answered.
Do you give a speech then?
No. Oh. Well, yeah, you do an interview, don't you?
Interview, yes, but not a speech.
Not a speech, okay. So, and in terms of the rest of the school year then, are you involved in anything in the spring for spring sports?
I do golf this year. I'll be doing golf.
Awesome. Yeah, that's going to be a good thing. And I think hopefully we can be playing some golf here before too long, right?
Oh, yeah.
So, anyway, anything else in terms of the spring you're looking forward to or any goals for this year?
I mean, just apply for officer and get the position for next year. Otherwise, just help out as much as I can. I know some of the other kids got projects going on. Get ready for Veterans Day next year. We're going to try and do the same thing we did this year, go out and hand veterans boxes out to veterans. with little gifts in them.
Mm-hmm. And you've been doing some things to support the businesses that support you in the community, too, haven't you?
Yep. We actually, Day on the Hill, we went in on February 17th and talked to some senators and representatives about what we do in our community and how our and like getting more funding for agriculture, education, and all that stuff.
That's a great thing. We did get a question from the listeners. River Valley hockey player, what team do you play for? What is there a co-op that you play for?
I play for the Dodgeville Ice Wolves, but like River Valley, up until this year, they co-opted the Sauk for WIA.
Oh.
I play in Dodgeville on a club team.
Oh, there's a club team that you play for. Okay, well, that's good. Inquiring minds want to know. So.
Yeah.
Thanks to our listeners that put that in there as well. Do you do anything in terms of school to work or anything like that? Are you working? Do you have a job?
No, well, not through the school, no. Uh-huh. I'm just a sophomore, so we can't do that yet. So next year I could. I don't believe I will be doing that, though.
Okay. Very good. Well, let's move the microphone over to the other side there and talk to Clyde Samples. We got a microphone for you.
Yes.
Clyde, you're an FFA member. How long have you been involved?
So this is technically my first year doing FFA, and I'm excited to do it. It's fun.
Did somebody recruit you?
I guess G kind of recruited me. I ended up helping out with our Veterans Day boxes and found enjoyment through it, and I just started asking to do more stuff, and it's been working out.
What's involved, or what do you put in the veterans' boxes?
So we had Lucy Spawn do the veterans' boxes. We had honey, we had meat sticks, we had cheese, we had crackers, I think, too. Mm-hmm. So it was just kind of like a little box from different shops around Spring Green area.
So a thank you box. That's really a nice idea. And you did some things to for thank a farmer day, too.
Yeah, so today is National Ag Day, and so for that, we're supporting our farmers that are locally around the area, and we're delivering over 40 lunches that come with a sandwich from Block 23 that was sponsored, and we have chips and sodas that are going out to them.
So do you go out and actually deliver?
Yeah, so currently we have Lucy and Trey are out and about right now in Spring Green. And then Jaden and Aaron are going out in the afternoon. Paige and Marisha are going out in the afternoon. And Drew and I are going to go out in the afternoon.
That's going to be a great thing. Is the reaction positive when you bring them their food?
Yeah, so it's a great reaction. I actually kind of piggybacked this off of the Veterans Day because the Veterans Day was amazing. We had people talk to us. There were smiles everywhere. We had great conversations. So I'm hoping we can get the same reaction from this.
That's awesome. Is that a fairly new idea, Sherry?
For us, the Veterans Day was done by Hessen Amble years ago when 2020 happened. He did that as a Christmas thank you to the veterans. And then I mentioned it to the officer team. So Lucy Spahn took the veteran program and ran with that. And then I have Clyde for Independent Agriculture. So I said, Clyde, here's the day of National Agriculture Day. How about you do a thank of the farmer program? And so Clyde grabbed the bull by the horns, and this is what we're doing today. So he has had two awesome projects. Yesterday he did another one at the elementary level. So, you know, great independent class, great SAE project for Clyde to learn and grow from.
Sounds like he's going to get a pretty good grade.
Yes.
This year, right?
So, yes, I can't complain about this one.
So far, so good.
Yes.
Yeah, it's been great.
When you went out to the business community where you were all received, it sounds like you've got some great donations there.
Yeah, we've been donated so sandwiches from Block 23 so far, and we had to go get some chips and stuff, though, from Molters.
So filled it up pretty good.
Yes, they were filling them this morning. So
they're jam-packed.
Uh-huh. Awesome. So are you involved in any competition or anything like that?
Not FFA-related. No, I'm not in any competitions.
Uh-huh. What about a spring sport? Are you involved in
it? Yeah, so I do baseball for spring sports with Chase.
Uh-huh. So how's the season going to be?
I think we're going to have a pretty good season. It seems like we have a bunch of freshmen this year, so far it's been smiles and a little bit of sweat.
Uh-huh. Well, hopefully it's a good season, good weather season as well.
Oh, yeah. It's been getting up there in the digits.
Hopefully not like last year. Last year it was like 75, 80 degrees in March, and then we never got that warm till June.
Oh, yeah.
So no, never.
After that. Well, good luck with your upcoming season as well.
Thank you.
You bet. And joining us next is we're going to bring on Jaden Gauger, who's also an FFA member. Jaden, welcome to the studios.
Nice to see you.
Good to have you. How long have you been involved in FFA?
I've been in FFA since I was an eighth grader.
And you're a junior?
Yep, I'm a junior now.
Okay. And tell us about some of the things that you've been involved in.
The Veterans Day thing, I helped deliver those. And then I've been in Wildlife CDE since I was an eighth grader.
Tell us about that.
So it's always been like a 50-question quiz and 50 identification. For some reason this year it got cut down to a the quiz got added one question, so it's 51-question quiz now and 21 IDs. But my team this year, we qualified for state at our, was it last week?
Last week at Janesville's Regional, so.
Yeah.
So what do you have to do in the competition?
So for the quiz, we got to, like, know some rules, some regulations when seasons start, and then, like, bag limits on some fish and animals. And then for the ID, we have to identify fish, birds, mammals, traps, all that stuff. Yeah, it's pretty diverse, but it's pretty fun.
So that's kind of your thing. You like the outdoors then?
Yeah.
Do you think maybe you'll get a job someday in the great outdoors like that?
I'm probably gonna end up working at a salvage yard, but yeah, if that doesn't work out, I'll do something with the outdoors.
You'll have a good hobby as well. Yeah. Sure. So I'm guessing, you know, from some of the things you're learning from FFA, you're going to take that out into the work world then.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
So have you been doing some work outside of school then?
I do. I don't do a youth apprenticeship like Chase, but on, like, Saturdays I work at a salvage yard. And then, like, sometimes after school I'll go down there and do some stuff if I have time.
Well, it sounds like you're pretty busy with other things.
Yeah.
The school year, what are some other things you've been involved in at River Valley this year?
I was on the football team and on the baseball team, but I had knee surgery this summer, so I'm not able to participate, but I'm still there trying to help out as much as I can.
Still going to go.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Well, it seemed like your team was hard hit with injuries this year, wasn't it?
Yeah, we had, like five guys, I'd say, probably, that were out with injuries or more.
I think there was just five guys out with knee injuries this year. Knee injuries hit us really hard this year.
Uh-huh. For football.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I noticed that for wrestling, too. You had, it wasn't a great year that way. No. So, good. So, on down the road then, looking back on your FFA days, are you going to get involved, like, as an alumnus someday and help out and support like others have?
Hopefully. I haven't really thought about that a lot, but yeah, hopefully down the road I'll try to stay involved with FFA and help G out when she needs it.
Sure. You get a lot of support from the community, don't you, your past members?
Yes, currently there are graduates coming back to help with this year's school fair, so it's nice to see some of the young kids coming back and throwing their hat in the ring to help out with a lot of things. So yes, we're blessed. The River Valley community comes back and supports us through our various things. When we need coaches, they step up. When we need volunteers to work food stands, they are starting. So, yeah, the FFA alumni right now is working for our Memorial Weekend fundraiser for the school fair right now. So it's interesting to see. And then, obviously, preparations for the River Valley School Fair are underway already.
I was going to say, they probably started day after last year. So
we did, and then we had our real serious meeting 2 weeks ago. 3 weeks ago now already, and are starting to push forward on getting items ready, and then the junior class will be putting out their proposals shortly for homecoming themes, and then they'll vote on it so that we know, hopefully early April, the theme for 2025 homecoming.
That's really planning ahead.
Well, we get a push from the community. They want to know. So as soon as January hits, people start emailing asking us what the theme is. So, yeah, some people like to be planned ahead. And, you know, everybody has busy lives, so everybody wants to make sure they schedule things out. But our homecoming will be the last Friday in September again this year. So we are getting our countdown started shortly. But the students and I want to get the new officers in place from the committee's recommendations, and then we will start to talk school fair.
And then, your fundraiser is coming up there, but the fundraisers, you kind of have some during the year too, don't you?
Yes. So throughout the year, we do what I call the winter sales, where we sell Reese poinsettias and cheese boxes. And the kids did a really successful year again. And then we just concluded our strawberry sale. And then tonight is a Culver's Share Night in honor of National Ag Day. And we're going to use the money for tonight to support the veterans program for next year and the farmers program for next year so that we have some reserves saved up for these events so the students know how big their budget is. And then Jaden is lead on the greenhouse, so we're opening that May 1st. So on weekdays, we'll be open from 8 a.m. to 5 p.m., and then on the first two Saturdays in May, we'll be open from 9 to noon.
Okay. How's the greenhouse shaping up, though? Is it going to be all right this year?
It's pretty full right now, and we're about ready today or coming up next week to start making baskets to make them so they look more presentable when people come in.
That's a big undertaking, isn't it?
Yeah, because I hadn't worked in the greenhouse until this year. And now I'm the greenhouse manager. It's pretty fun, though.
That's awesome. So where do you get your plants from? Do you grow some of them from seedlings? Or?
So we have grown some of them from seedlings using the horticulture and crop and soil classes. And then we purchase them through a conglomerate with Potosi FFA. So when we look at it, all the FFAs in the area go in. And so there's like 10 schools that then we can get more variety of plants. We don't have to just buy 275 of one color. We can break it up and get maybe 50 of each color and then have more variety for our customers. And then the students learn about that better. And then this year, Hex Marketplace has offered Jaden and Lucy some time to go shopping with them and see how they can buy at different auctions and get that experience for future reference. So it's just a lot of companies are coming forth and offering us these learning opportunities. So that's what we're doing. We're trying to expose the kids to all different types of situations so that they are aware of what goes on in the industry.
And the money raised, again, goes back into the system then?
Yep, goes back into the system to start next year's plants. Like, we have to order those by October, so when Jaden sat down right after school fair, I don't think he knew the different colors of everything, but he's learned quickly on the go on all of that. So a wide variety of plants. When you're throwing a list of, 450 plants and you get to choose, it's all educational. It's baptism by fire. So
yeah.
He's done excellent.
Maybe you'll open a greenhouse someday too then, huh?
Yeah, I think when I build a house someday down the road, I might put a greenhouse in the backyard or something because it's pretty fun working in there. You learn a lot, and it's pretty peaceful to be working with plants and all that.
Awesome. We'll take time out and come back with more in a moment. The members of the River Valley FFA in our studio today, along with their advisor, Sherry Graufunder. Welcome back to the Morning Show Studios on National Agriculture Day. We are here today with members of the River Valley FFA and their advisor, Sherry Graufunder. Things going along real well here. It seems like your students are well-versed.
Yes, we are really blessed at River Valley to be able to have diverse opportunities for these students to take advantage of. I'm not going to lie, there's times it gets a little hectic for the old lady, but getting these kids the experiences that they want is what we're here for. So having that support, we do want to thank the community because without them, we wouldn't be as successful as we are. And I think the students that have grown up in the program understand the value of giving back so that these students can have the opportunities that they possibly didn't have or more opportunities in what they participated in. So tomorrow we will celebrate a lot of achievements of a lot of agriculture students and more. So I'm excited to see one of the events have their luncheon. So I'll let Chase start with that.
Chase, are you in charge of the luncheon?
I wouldn't say in charge of it, but I've announced it to the kids and stuff. But tomorrow at Arthur's in Spring Green, we're gonna have a luncheon to take a chance to thank our employers for letting us have the opportunity to do our youth apprenticeship. So they get a meal out of it and a certificate. I think it'll be a good day.
Awesome. What time does that happen then?
Noon to 1:30.
Okay. That's a great thing to just say thank you.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. They support you year-round.
Yeah.
About how many businesses are involved? Do you have any idea?
We have 43 youth apprenticeship students out and 38 businesses.
Okay. And they're ones that help you through the entire school year, aren't they?
Yes.
From fair time to...
These are like CNAs along with construction, HVAC, and let's see, businesses, so banks and that. So, yes, they are our community members that have usually offered students jobs and then given them a learning environment, assigning them a mentor. So things they learned in the classroom now can be applied to their business. And this gives the students an opportunity to see if that's what they want to do the rest of their lives, because we have a lot of students who sometimes are like, once they do a youth apprenticeship, they're like, yep, done, check, or other students are moved forward faster in their career options. And so it depends on the individual, and it's kind of the best thing that we can offer the students.
Thanks for coming in. Sherry Graffunder, along with Clyde Samples, Jaden Gauger, Peyton Miley, and Chase Gilbertson, members of the River Valley FFA. Call 647-8522 or visit simonsrec.com.
With America's favorite coffee, innovative beverage strategies, and mouth-watering snacks, Dunkin' is the brand everyone knows nationally and loves locally. Introducing Dunkin' Rewards. The free sips start here. It's as easy as 1, 2, 3. Join Dunkin' Rewards to unlock exclusive benefits, starting with a free medium drink with purchase your first week as a member. Bring home the top name in coffee and beverages. Number one in customer loyalty for over 15 consecutive years. Richland Center runs on Dunkin'.
WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center.
News Time today is sponsored by Bailey Paint and Decorating, your full-line Benjamin Moore dealer with quality paint and expert advice. And by Chet's Feed, Seed and Such, the friendly feed store. The forecast calls for temps to around 41 degrees and then falling today. Windy with rain developing this morning, turning over to snow. Maybe an inch or two this afternoon, another 1 to 2 tonight, potentially. A winter weather advisory in effect for Vernon County from noon until 10. Right now in Richland Center, it is 34 degrees.
Hello, friends. Ellie here from Chet's. Are you looking for a place to get feed for all of your furry friends? Well, look no further. At Chet's Feed, Seed and Such, we have premium feeds for cattle, hogs, horses, sheep, and even rabbits. We carry many of the best brands to keep your animals happy and healthy. We also have chicken, feed, and scratch. But don't worry, we still have our huge selection of premium cat and dog foods as well. Chet's is your one-stop shop for all of your animal feed needs. Stop down and chat with us today at 880 North Orange Street or give us a call at 608-647-8833. Without you, there wouldn't be us.
I'm Phil Ney with news. Senator Tammy Baldwin kicked off her hands-off Medicaid tour in La Crosse on Monday. Baldwin is using the tour to hear from people directly affected by potential federal budget cuts to Medicaid. During the stop, Baldwin highlighted the programs covered by Medicaid and disputed the federal government's claim that the proposed cuts to Medicaid are intended to eliminate fraud. Baldwin called the claim misinformation and said Medicaid is helping families avoid additional medical debt. Beginning April 21st, Richland County will have a new administrator. The Richland County Board of Supervisors approved the hiring of current Health and Human Services Director Tricia Clements as the new county administrator at last night's county board meeting. County Board Chair Dave Turk said that this, of course, will leave an opening for the Health and Human Services Director. The board also approved Brittany Paulus as the new administrator of Pine Valley Community Village. Angela Wall has been serving as the interim director. Interim County Administrator Derek Kalish reminded the board and public that anyone interested in serving District 3, which is vacant following the death of Marty Brewer, should submit a letter of interest. All letters of intent are due by 4 o'clock Friday, March 28th. More information can be found on the Richland County Government website. He also reported that they have reposted an opening for the County Finance Administrator. Kalish reported that the candidate who accepted the position backed out at the last minute. Richland County Highway Commissioner Josh Elder reported that work on the West Bridge to the campus will begin next month. The cost of replacing the bridge can be covered by the state grant of $2 million available to campuses that are closed.
The Richland County Campus Reconfiguration Committee met to discuss how to move forward with various aspects of the campus and grounds last night. Simons Recreation Complex provides Richland County with spaces and programs for physical activity, social interaction, and promotes the overall well-being of the community. The outdoor spaces, consisting of the county's tennis courts, soccer field, and walking trails, are in close proximity to Simons Recreation Complex. Use of the county's tennis courts, soccer field, and walking trails enhance the overall user experience of Simons Recreation Complex and provide additional opportunities for outdoor fitness-related activities. The Campus Reconfiguration Committee is asking the Richland County Board of Supervisors to give oversight and associated responsibilities of the county's tennis courts, soccer field, and walking trails to the director of the Simons Recreation Complex. The Wisconsin State Assembly approved a bill requiring local sheriffs to seek proof of citizenship from those in their custody who have been arrested for a felony. Republican Speaker Robin Voss says it shouldn't be controversial to ask sheriffs to verify someone is in the country legally and cooperate with ICE. Assembly Minority Leader Greta Neubauer called the legislation a political stunt. Under the bill, sheriffs who fail to comply would put their county at risk of losing up to 15% of their state aid. The legislation now heads to the state Senate. Democratic Governor Tony Evers has said he'd veto the bill. There's a lawsuit possibly in the area of Sun Prairie.
The parents of 8-year-old Legend Sims and his 6-year-old brother Antoine filed the lawsuit against the city, school district, and a bus company. The young brothers fell through the ice last January after they got off the bus. The suit alleges officials knew the area where the students were being dropped off was dangerous and that children had been playing in the pond. The family has also lobbied the city to put up a permanent security fence around that pond. In Madison, Robin Colbert, Wisconsin Radio Network.
A firearms maker is expanding in northwest Wisconsin. Rice Lake-based Henry Repeating Arms is consolidating all of its manufacturing operations from New Jersey to Wisconsin. The company announced this week. Andy Wickstrom, company president, said more than 100 jobs have been created with the local expansion. Wickstrom said the move will be completed in the next 2 months, and they will employ more than 650 people in Rice Lake and Ladysmith. The company produces 400,000 firearms annually, including shotguns, revolvers, and their signature Henry Big Boy lever-action rifles. Finalists have been named to become UW-Milwaukee's next chancellor. A special regent committee selected 4 finalists from a list of candidates identified by a 16-person search committee. They include current UW-Stevens Point chancellor Thomas Gibson, University at Albany in New York provost Carol Kim, UW-Milwaukee director of master's programs Alan Klotschy, and Georgia State University provost Nicole Parsons Pollard. Whoever is chosen will be the 10th chancellor of the UW System's second largest campus. Former Chancellor Mark Mohn announced he was stepping down from the post last summer.
Thinking about new window treatments for your home? Or how about a cordless upgrade to your current cellular pleated or wood blinds for a sleeker look? Stop in at Bailey Paint and Decorating today. Talk to Steve, Bailey's blind man. Steve will handle all the measuring and installation to take the stress out of fitting new blinds. Give your home a fresh new look with new window treatments and professional installation from Bailey Paint and Decorating on Court Street, downtown Richland Center.
The forecast for today is a busy one, 41 degrees for a high later on, and then temperatures falling, northeast winds 15 to 25, with gusts from 40 to 45. Windy and colder tonight, snow ending by late evening, a low of 24. 1 to 3 inches possible this afternoon, and another 1 to 2 this evening. In our immediate area, lots of sunshine, but cool Thursday and 40, 50 Friday, with a 40% chance of scattered light rain. There will be a winter weather advisory that will affect Vernon County from noon until 10 tonight. A wind advisory for the rest of us this afternoon through tonight. Right now in Richland Center, we have a south-southwest wind at 6 miles per hour. After a low of 33, it is 34 in Richland Center.
Boscobel Pharmacy and Center Pharmacy are working hard to give you great service. The pharmacists and staff want you to feel good and to feel good about your pharmacy. You can trust Boscobel Pharmacy and Center Pharmacy, where local people who know and care about you are always willing to take the time to answer your questions. Experience the difference, safety, and convenience at Boscobel Pharmacy and the Center Pharmacy on Orange Street in Richland Center.
When it comes to finding great deals on suits, timing's everything. And now's the time, because Macy's semi-annual suit sale is here. Save 40 to 60% on new suits and blazers from Calvin Klein and Michael Kors, with performance suits starting at $99.99. And if you need advice on the perfect fit, Macy's free personal stylists are here at the store and ready to help. If you need a new suit, there's no time like the present, because the Macy's suit sale won't be back until the fall. Savings off already reduced prices. Exclusions apply.
Here is Jamie Gander of Badgerland Flooring.
We started our business in 2008. We named it Badgerland Flooring of Southwest Wisconsin, obviously. And then 6 years ago, we started doing kitchens, and we just want to really get the word out to people that we're doing those now as well. We have a showroom west end of the building is committed to kitchens. You know, we do bath remodels, vanities, countertops. You can do any type of flooring, walk-in showers, but we're really trying to let the public know we're doing a lot of kitchens nowadays, too.
See Badgerland Flooring in Richland Center for more information.
Sports Time is sponsored by the Richland Hospital, specializing in rural health care since 1924, making a difference by caring, educating, and healing, and the Homesteaders Store, Southern Wisconsin's tractor experts. Well, the Bucks suffered another loss last night. They're on a West Coast road swing, and the Brewers have decided on who will play shortstop on an everyday basis.
When the quality of your care and comfort matter most, the Kramer Infusion Center at the Richland Hospital and Clinics is here for you. We partner with regional hospitals to offer infusion treatments for patients close to home, offering GammaGuard immunity boosters, blood transfusions, and chemotherapy monitored by an on-site oncologist. For expert infusion care in a familiar environment, call the Kramer Center and ask if your care can be delivered close to home at the Richland Hospital and Clinics.
The winter sports season will come to a close for the WIAA scheduled games. Coming up this weekend, the annual Boys State Basketball Tournament at the Kohl Center in Madison. It's the 109th event. Ticket price is $13.50 per session, and online tickets are certainly available as well. The tournament gets underway tomorrow with Division III action at 1:35 when Elk Mound plays Freedom, and Milwaukee Academy of Science takes on Lake Mills. Tomorrow night, Mineral Point will be in action in the second game, taking on Aquinas. Bondiwell plays the Prairie School in game number one. Last night in the Richland Center Church League Volleyball Tournament Championships, St. John's came back through the consolation bracket, swept Richland Baptist Temple 1, 2-0, forcing another match for the championship. St. Mary's took the first. Baptist Temple 1 battled back to win the second, but St. John's then took the third to take the Division A Tournament Championship last night at the Community Center. Avoca Bible Church 2 swept Grace Community 2, 2-0, forcing another match. Avoca 2 also took that match 2-0, winning the B Tournament Championship and the C Tournament Championship. Church of the Nazarene 1 lost the first set, but came back for a 2-1 victory over Baptist Temple 4, earning Nazarene 1 the Division C Tournament title. Despite running out of lineup, missing Steph Curry, the Golden State Warriors were able to beat the Bucks Tuesday night, 104-93. A big third period by Milwaukee made the score close, but it still lost for the fifth time in seven games, with Giannis Antetokounmpo and Damian Lillard suffering through poor shooting nights. Kyle Kuzma topped the score sheet with 22. Giannis talked about what he can do better.
Me personally, I just gotta be aggressive. Like what everybody's talking about. I just gotta go downhill and be myself and enjoy the game again. That's pretty much it.
The top performers for the Wisconsin Badgers and Marquette Golden Eagles have been named to the AP All-Tournament team. John Tanjay of Wisconsin and Cam Jones of Marquette were second teamers. Duke freshman Cooper Flagg and Auburn senior Johnny Rome were the only unanimous picks. Tanjay and Jones averaged just over 19 points per game for their teams. Brewers manager Pat Murphy has decided who will start at shortstop this season. The departure of Willy Adames leaves a gaping hole in the lineup. Murphy says Joey Ortiz will be the starter after playing third base last season. Bryce Tarang had put in some innings at the important position, but he will remain at second where he won a Gold Glove award. Tarang is sitting out some action right now with shoulder fatigue, but he should be ready for opening day. He talked about not being chosen as the starting shortstop.
Yeah, you know, I mean, that's what they wanted. That's what they thought, you know, maybe was the best for the team. And obviously, you know, that's what they wanted. So I was ready to go. I was ready to do it. And sometimes things happen. So.
And the person familiar with the situation says wide receiver kick returner Mecole Hardman has agreed to a one-year contract with the Packers. The person spoke on the reason of being anonymous because the signing has not been announced, but the person did not reveal financial terms either. ESPN first reported that Hardman was joining the Packers, is best known for capping the 23 season by catching a three-yard touchdown pass from Patrick Mahomes in overtime to give the Chiefs a 25-22 Super Bowl victory over the San Francisco 49ers. I'm Phil Nee with a look at Wednesday sports.
A Kubota tractor will help you get all those jobs done fast and easy. Hi, I'm Rick from the Homesteader Store. Kubota is known for their high-quality four-wheel drive diesel tractors. They have hydrostatic transmissions, loaders, and three points.
On our morning show, get together today from WRCO, Michelle Reinen from DATCAP is our guest, talking about some things to be wary of here, consumer protection topics for March of 2025. Here we go. Well, everybody is spring gung-ho and thinking about projects, and I think that's where we go to first. Home improvement projects, Michelle. What do you have for us this month?
Yeah, we do, because, you know, many consumers, we spend this springtime or late winter indoors, and we're looking around our homes, and we're starting to make those lists of those home improvement projects that we may want to tackle ourselves or start seeking someone else to assist us in those projects. And so we just want to give some consumer tips to help us through this process so things go smoothly with the transaction and the project themselves. And the first tip really is decide in advance what the job will involve. Seems really basic, but that means, you know, draw some sketches and find references that are pictorials in magazines or online to really show those prospective contractors that you want to work with what your vision is. And that way you're making sure you're communicating with different contractors in the same way. You're getting a similar bid with all those contractors by really being able to explain your vision for whatever the project may be.
The recommendations are important too. You know, maybe ask a friend or a neighbor, whoever, who may have used this person before, right?
You're absolutely right. You know, give those recommendations, friends, family members, people that you trust, that you can go to. Maybe it's so a neighbor that you've been able to see the work that was performed by that contractor. But then consider contractors at home shows, but be sure to check them out before you sign. And there's going to be great enticement to sign during those home shows, but be sure that you're checking with Consumer Protection and the Better Business Bureau and online reviews to see if there are any complaints or pending issues with that contractor. And then, you know, home show is a great source for this, but get more than one estimate. Make sure all contractors are bidding on that exact same work and using the same materials for the work. So you are sure that your comparisons are apples to apples as opposed to apples to oranges and bananas. You want to be sure that that's all the same. And that means the contractor coming to the job site rather than giving you a phone estimate. And then you got to be leery of those really low estimates. Why is it so much different from a different contractor?
Do most contractors carry a license with them?
Well, some do. And so you're going to want to ask to see the contractor's license and certifications if they represent that they do. These show proof that the contractor's paid for workers' compensation, unemployment insurance, minimum levels of liability, or a bond. And the liability insurance covers workers and public injuries and damage to property. So if they indicate that they have one, be sure that they can show you proof that it really exists. And then oral agreements can be a legally binding contract in our state, but don't rely on an oral agreement for the protection of both you and the contractor. It's wise to request that everything be put in writing. The contract serves as that statement between the consumer and the contractor to know exactly what services will be performed, what materials will be used, that expected time frame when that work will be delivered and completed.
The cost of materials these days, too, can really vary, and they're really high, but you probably want to see receipts, right, and make sure that you're paying for that and what you're paying for you're getting.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, you want to be sure that if there's any payment is required or made before the work is done and the written contractor requires that you know about your right to a lien waiver. So that involves payments. Request that lien waiver, get that to be sure that a subcontractor doesn't come, and never sign a completion certificate or make that final payment until that you're satisfied all the work is done. And that means using the correct materials that were part of your contract. And one contractor may suggest using a lesser material than you suggested because of costs. And so make sure you are factoring that in when you are doing those comparisons across contractors.
We switch gears and talk about weights and measurements, which we're subject to just about every day, aren't we?
We are. And during the first week in March, across the nation, actually, it's National Weights and Measures Week. And so while we try and recognize it year-round here in Wisconsin, it's important to know because this impacts consumers who are buying groceries, motor vehicle fuel, any number of products in our state that rely on accurate weights and measures every single day. And so we have inspectors out there that are making sure consumers receive the full value of their purchase. And staff conducted more than 213,000 inspections at more than 6,000 business locations in Wisconsin. We calibrated standards, meaning we're making sure that the weights weigh accurately. If it says it's 5 pounds, then it is 5 pounds. But this really matters to you in your everyday life. So think we do vehicle scales, are used to weigh products like gravel, stone, soil, fertilizer for landscaping and gardening, among other goods. So if you have spring projects, know that we're out there making sure that vehicle scales are weighing accurately so consumers are going to get the appropriate amount of materials that they are paying for. And that's the same with electronic price scanners at grocery stores. These are inspected regularly to make sure that they give the accurate price at checkout. And also with liquid propane gas, LPG meters, measures and dispenses LPG fuel for use in appliances like gas grills, portable heaters, and other items. So we're out there doing those inspections and making sure that there are a good consumer confidence scores and you can count on getting what you pay for with these products.
Well, you worry about it, especially at grocery stores and things like that. Are the scales pretty accurate from what you've seen?
They are. So the consumer confidence score, if you will, or the rating for accuracy is 98.6% in our state. And we did more than 36,000 inspections of electric price scanners in 2024. So that confidence score has come from a lot of detailed information that we've received.
Some other things that we talk about this month, PayPal scammers. What do you have on that, Michelle?
Yeah, so DadCast has received reports from consumers who've received fake PayPal invoices from scammers. One consumer received a convincing invoice for a cryptocurrency purchase that they did not make, and it included a customer service number they were encouraged to call if they did not recognize the purchase. So anyone would do this, right? I mean, you'd question this. The number was not actually for PayPal's actual customer service department. It was a fake number set up by the scammer. And so scammers try all sorts of variations of this scam to convince consumers to send them money, personal information, and private data, such as that bank account number and account login details. And I know we've talked about this before with many other scams, but please remember, any consumer out there, that if you receive a suspicious invoice, don't react right away. Instead, pause, think about the situation, check your records, log in yourself, see if there's any suspicious activity that would match that description, and then talk about the invoice with someone that you trust. And if need be, reach out to PayPal through their website, calling any help center number that they have posted, as opposed to what would be in the email that you received.
PayPal is a company that's been around for a long time, and obviously they would be able to help you, I'm sure, if there's something that's gone awry.
Absolutely. I mean, we talked about a variation of this scam last month, I think, related to Spectrum Television with Publishers Clearinghouse. I'm sure we probably talked about the fake invoices received from Amazon. I know recently I got one with Netflix indicating that I needed to do an adjustment to my account. Here's the link. These are all phishing schemes using very popular, well-known company names that people often engage with in order to just throw you off balance in thinking about regular communication, so you will respond and act immediately.
Little did they know that they were trying to scam the administrator of Division of Trade and Consumer Protection. Right, you had the last laugh.
And I was taking my time that day, so contemplating things. So, you know, they hit everybody, and we're all can be susceptible to these things.
Right, exactly. You're right. I think sometimes when you're in a hurry, you maybe don't look at it as closely as you should. Right.
Absolutely. So that's why we just really take your time, talk about it, think through it, and then decide what your action is going to be.
Medicare Advantage open enrollment, there's another scam that could hit on the seniors, too.
Yeah, so consumers can make changes to their Medicare Advantage health and prescription drug coverage during this open enrollment period, and it runs through the end of this month, March 31st. And so Medicare Advantage plans are offered by private companies. They can differ from original Medicare and from each other on things like in-network coverage, out-of-pocket costs, and referral policies for specialists. But during the Medicare Advantage open enrollment, consumers can switch from their current plan to another Medicare Advantage plan, or they can return to original Medicare, join a separate Medicare drug plan. There's lots of options. So to protect themselves, avoid consumer issues, reduce the risk of getting scammed, and consumers should take care during the open enrollment period. Some things consumers can do specifically and keep in mind considering coverage options should be confirming what a plan really includes. That needs to be the first step. If a consumer is thinking about switching to another Medicare Advantage plan, don't take an ad, that agent, broker's word who might be calling. When it comes to the details, call the plan directly and ask a bunch of questions. Will your primary doctor or other doctors see you or be in network? Will your costs, including co-payments, change? Will your prescriptions be covered? Will you need prior authorization to get the care you need? Think about your circumstances and what you have right now and what's important to you about your current plan or what you dislike about your current plan, and be sure you are asking those questions and confirming that information.
You should also keep good records, right, of who you talk to?
You do. You need to keep good records when talking to an agent or broker about the plan and coverage. Keep track of who they talk to, when they talk to them, what they said. See if they'll follow up in writing. I know time is probably getting shorter now, but still see if you can get it in writing. So you have that for your records. And then get help comparing those Medicare costs, coverage, and plans. You can get local help. Contact the State Health Insurance Assistance Program at shiphelp.org. That's shiphelp.org. You can find information about coverage options at medicare.gov. That's going to be unbiased in information that they have. And it's just you have to do your research to be sure you're making a decision that's right for you.
Well, anything coming up in the month of April as we look ahead to the next visit that we have with you, Michelle?
Ooh, April, what will we have then? I mean, we'll be down to the wire on tax filings, I'm sure. So there may be some identity theft. There's garage sale season, so maybe some safety messaging as well. So always lots to look forward to as we cycle through the year.
Indeed. So already the third month of the year and March, I think people are in a good mood and again, looking at maybe making some improvements. So just don't get caught. What happens if there are some concerns, Michelle?
Call Consumer Protection. Reach out to the Consumer Protection Hotline with any questions or concerns or things that you're seeing at 1-800-422-7128 or go to our website at datcp.wi.gov.
All right, sounds good. We'll talk to you again next month, Michelle. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
That's Michelle Reinen joining us from DadCap for our March visit here on The Morning Show.
Since 1988, Kinship of Richland County has been matching caring adults with area children ages 5 through 17 who need a little more TLC than they normally receive. After careful screening, volunteers agree to spend at least 1 hour per week for a year with kids who have similar interests. They do things like fishing, baking, and bowling, but the main benefit is the time they spend together. Mentors listen and offer encouragement to help the child discover their own path to a fulfilling future. All that's required is a commitment of time and sincerity. If you're interested in learning more about becoming a volunteer or referring a child, please contact us at 608-475-2886 or email us at kinshiprc@gmail.com. Monetary donations are also welcome and can be mailed to Kinship, P.O. Box 51, Richland Center, Wisconsin. All gifts are tax deductible and greatly appreciated.
GM trained technicians make maintenance simple for you. We have the expertise, technology, and convenient hours to take good care of your vehicle. For the very best GM certified service, make an appointment soon by calling 647-3788, stopping by at Highway 14 East, or visit JonesChev.com. Your friends at Jones Chevrolet take pride in giving you the service you need. Need new tires? Don't forget about the Jones 30-day price match guarantee on tires. Get the best price in town or we will refund the difference. Some restrictions apply. See an advisor for details. And remember, quality, affordable GM